Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to share with the body of Christ the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I receive. And I have received a lot of warnings, brothers and sisters. And for those who are new to my channel, or those of you who don't know about all the warnings, I want to direct you to my blog and the index page. I will have the link down below. And it shows the things that I have been warned about that I've passed on to you all. And I'm going to read some of them. Some of them are like invasions, whirlwinds, eclipses, the days of Noah, judgments, pole shifts, EMPs, deception testing, the Pope, Babylon, the days of Noah, the 144,000, the witnesses, the Antichrist, persecutions, war, mark of the beast, lights out, aliens, food shortages, famines, viruses, plagues, pestilences, judgments, economic collapse. And that's just part of the list of warnings that the Lord has given me. And some of these warnings have slowed down now, and that is because the Lord has already given them to me, and I've already put them out there. So I believe that's why the Lord wants me today to go ahead and mention this to you, so you can go and check out the warnings that I have been given starting back in 2018. Now today, I have, of course, another warning that I want to bring to you, and it's about the shakings that are coming. The Lord has given me a few things before about the shakings that are coming. And while I was praying this morning about what I was to share with you today, He pointed me to the message I had received on the 7th of October about the shaking, and then the Lord added some things to it. So let me go ahead and get started on that. If you can bear with me, this is going to be maybe a little bit longer of a video, but I know this is important that the Lord wants me to get these things out. So first I want to bring to you a vision that I had while praying and getting a message from the Lord. This was back in 2020, and all the things I'm talking about, I will have all those links down below so you can check them out yourself. In this vision, what I saw was the Lord Jesus sitting on a white stone bench. And a lot of times when I get my messages, that's where in my mind I will see the Lord there, and then I'll receive a message from Him. So in this time, this was in April 2020, I saw Jesus from a distance, and then suddenly I saw something very unexpected and odd. All around His feet, at the base of His feet, where He was sitting on the white stone, there were piles and piles of brown, shriveled up, dead leaves. And immediately, I started getting a message from the Lord. And this is what I heard. I heard, "The dead leaves represent the people who were once alive in me, but shriveled up and died. They are no good to my kingdom, but to put them under my feet to be trampled upon. They were alive, but now are dead. They have fallen far from the branch of life and have not remained. I weep at their destruction, for they once were a part of me." And that was the end of that short message I received from the Lord. Well, why am I bringing this to you now? I've already brought this to you a couple years ago. Well, the Lord brought it to mind because of the shakings that are coming or are already here. I believe the first shaking that I heard about from the Lord was in 2020, and that was during the time of the pandemic. I think that was one of the first shakings. But now the Lord is showing me something else. He's showing me that there are two major shakings that are coming, brothers and sisters. One is for the church, and one is for the world. This morning while I was preparing this video, the Lord showed me about these two shakings. And this is what I then heard a short message from Him concerning the two shakings. I'm going to quickly read that. This is the first shaking. I heard this, two shakings. "The first one starts in my house, for judgment begins with my people who are called by my name, but do not carry my torch to the nations, but instead are worldly and cater only to their own personal needs. If they had been my witnesses in holiness and truth, it would have raised up a standard in society. For my people are called to be the salt of the earth, but they have lost their saltiness, and many will be trampled underfoot. The shaking will come through persecutions and suffering. It will test even those who are most faithful and will expose the hearts of those who were not true. All that is impure, unholy, unrighteous, and sinful will be shaken off, those who are grafted into the vine. Those who respond to my call will remain, but all others will become as tares in the wind, soon ready for the final harvest. When this shaking comes, do not resist it, but know it is from my hand to purify my bride and test their hearts. Okay, so that's the first message that I received, and I received that today. Today is the 19th of October, 2023, and I'm not sure what date I will get this out to you, hopefully tomorrow, Lord willing. So this is the second shaking, this is the first shaking that I read to you. The first shaking is to the house of God, and this is going to manifest itself, the Lord said in this message, through testings, sufferings, and persecutions. And then the Lord led me to a couple verses. Isaiah 17:6 says this, "Yet gleaning grapes will be left in it, like the shaking of an olive tree, two or three olives at the top of the uppermost bough, four or five in its most fruitful branches," says the Lord God of Israel. So here we have a picture of the olive tree that has been shaken, and there's only a few olives that remain. Excuse me. This is the remnant. Also in Isaiah 24:13, it says, "When it shall be thus in the midst of the land among the people, it shall be like the shaking of an olive tree, like the gleaning of grapes when the vintage is done." Now that verse has a lot packed into it. When it talks about the olive tree, it also talks about the grapes, and the grapes are the wrath, symbolize the wrath of God. So this is the first shaking that's coming, and there's a second one coming, and that's what I'm going to be reading to you in just a moment, a message. Now there's a verse in Hebrews 12:26-29, I believe it is. And it talks about the shaking. Most of you are very familiar with this verse. It says, "He has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven." Now this "yet once more" indicates the removal of all things that are be shaken, as of things that are made, and the things that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. All right, now the Lord showed me with this verse that there are two promises. There's a promise to the unsaved and a promise to the saved. The promise to the unsaved is that all things shaken are going to be removed. So if you are not planted in the Lord Jesus and you are not walking, like the message just said, I just read to you right now. Let me see. It says that we need to be walking in holiness. We need to be walking in truth. And we need to be faithful. These are the things that keep us from not being shaken. But everything else is going to be removed, brothers and sisters. Think about it. Ponder this verse. Go read this verse in Hebrews 12 and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you more truth. But the two promises is everything that can be shaken will be. That's going to be, and it means that they're going to be removed. The promise is all things shaken are going to be removed. That's the first promise. What's the second promise? Only those who are part of the kingdom will not be shaken and will remain. Will remain. So this is what the Lord's calling his people to do. He's calling us to prepare for the shaking that's coming so that we will be able to remain with our feet set solidly on the rock of Jesus Christ. All right, so now I want to go ahead and share with you the message I received on October 7th. Now, this is the second shaking. So I just read to you the first shaking. The first shaking comes to the house of God. We are already beginning to see it. Many are going to fall away. And that's because of the testings, the persecutions, the sufferings. Many will not turn to Jesus. There will be a great apostasy, which we're already beginning to see because of deceptions that have seeped into the church. But this is much greater than these deceptions, brothers and sisters. We're talking about something much, much greater. These shakings are huge. They're huge. This is what the Lord has shown me. This is something, these are end times shakings that are happening. They're beginning to happen to God's people and to the world. Here's the second shaking. This is what the Lord gave me while praying. I heard, there's a great shaking that is coming. It will not be delayed, but set for an assigned time. Men's souls will be laid bare. Women's minds will be exposed. For the shaking is not only in the physical, but in the spiritual. No one will be able to stand, for all will fall to their knees, for the shaking will be that severe. The mountains will fall to the valleys, and the valleys will be raised up. What is up will be down, and what is down will be up. It will be opposite world, for all things will be turned upside down, much like a polar shift. Let me say that again. It will be opposite world, for all things will be turned upside down, much like a polar shift. This day is coming. Only those who have their feet planted firmly on the rock will be able to stand and resist. The winds will be great, as they will blow havoc across the land. Nothing will remain except for what is true, good, and righteous. All else will be swept away. Evil will then be a thing of the past, and wickedness will be no more. For this great purging will come and cleanse the land. The remnant that remain will be true to me. They are my bride, warriors, that have stood up for me, for what is true and just. They will remain and will enter the promised land to my kingdom. For those who have ears to hear, prepare so you will not be caught up in what is coming. Instead, you will be found with my righteousness, and I will give you the garments of white. Though most scoff and believe not that this day is coming, the day of the Lord. Prepare your hearts before me, and then I will hide you under my shadow. Soon fire will come and burn all the impurities of the earth. I will come down from heaven to set up my kingdom, and my servants will become co-heirs to my throne. The time is now. No more delays. Prepare. Prepare, prepare, prepare by drawing close to me day and night, every moment, every day. As a father cares for a child, as a father cares for his child, so I watch over you as long as you are near to me. Do not wander off or do your own thing, for you will then not be under my protection. Seek me in all things, all decisions, and all plans. Pray that your path will be smooth and level, and clear of all hindrances. Cast the mountains into the sea. Cast the demons into the pit. Remove all curses that hinder. I have come to set you free. So do not become again entangled in your sin, for that opens the door to the enemy. If you keep your focus on me, you will not sink, but will be grounded securely. This takes a conscious effort and discipline that you must learn if you are going to overcome. The time is late. The delays are over. Watch, for I soon come. Your heavenly friend and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that was the end of that powerful message, brothers and sisters. Now I want to end with, like I said, now you understand the two shakings that are coming, one for the righteous and one for the unrighteous. Now I want to read to you Isaiah 24:19-21 that talks about in the day of the Lord, the things that are happening. And I believe that what the Lord told us in this message is we are not quite at the day of the Lord, I don't believe, but I believe that we see it in the horizon. And here's what happens in the day of the Lord. Let me read it to you. is one of the things. Let me say it that way. And I will end with this. The earth is violently broken. The earth is split open. The earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard and shall totter like a hut. Its transgressions shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish on high the hosts of exalted ones, and on earth the kings of the earth.